USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Santa Fe, Texas. Police have not confirmed it, but numerous reports say 9 people are dead after a shooting at a Texas Gulf Coast high school earlier today. The victims killed at Santa Fe High School. Still not known if the deaths included any students or teachers, but one police officer is also reportedly wounded, and a shooter's in custody. Some reports indicate there may be 2 people in custody.
President and I have been briefed. We'll continue to monitor the situation.
Vice President Mike Pence discussing it moments ago at the White House.
But we say to the students, the families, the teachers of Santa Fe High School and all of those affected in the entire community, we're with you. You are in our prayers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested 2 Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks and identified those 2 men and arrested them before they could stage their attack. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released. The Secret Service now in on the investigation after a man fires a shot inside the lobby at the Trump National Doral Golf Course Resort in Florida this morning. A Miami-Dade police spokesman says the man was quickly taken into custody.
He was yelling and spewing some information about President Trump, and that's what we know so far, and he had an American flag that he did drape over the counter.
The suspect hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. An officer was hurt, but he's expected to be okay. President Trump wasn't at the resort. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
President Trump has a date today at a prison reform summit where he'll deliver remarks. It's going to be held at the White House and is to include a bipartisan group of policymakers, experts, as well as activists. The president's proposals, expected to include improving prison conditions and better preparing prisoners for successful reentry into society. Cable News commentator and former Obama White House advisor Van Jones is to moderate a discussion on the issue. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens striking a defiant tone ahead of the special legislative session to consider his impeachment today. Lawmakers will decide if Greitens should remain in office amid the ongoing scandal. He's accused of tying up and blindfolding a woman and then taking a naked picture of her without her consent. He also reportedly threatened to release the photo if she spoke of their relationship. Greitens has made it clear that he doesn't plan on going quietly in the face of the impeachment efforts. The Obama Presidential Center in the city of Chicago, a step closer to reality as the city's plan commission approved it yesterday, but not before 7 hours of emotional testimony. Alderman Daniel Solis expressing his support for it.
I am wholeheartedly supporting it, and I want to tell the rest of the people in Chicago, wake up. This is a dream come true.
That $500 million center is supposed to open in 2021. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.